Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score!
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
My guy.
Yeah, we played that game. We played it. And now we get to play the version of the game that I like. It's sort of like the system that I use for saying who are the Bears going to pick. After they make the pick, I write it in. It's like the NCAA tournament. When I fill out my bracket, I can fill out a perfect bracket. Because once the game is over, I write in who won. It's the best system. And that's why I like the system of playing these are your guys. And that way we can tell you everything that Dane Brugler's scouting reports from The Beast have to say about the people the Bears actually selected. On Friday, we brought you the voluminous reports on both Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. And now you can say your guy is Yale tackle. And according to the way it's spelled out here, it says Karan Amegaji. So it's either Karan
Amegaji is, that sounds like more of the, I don't think it's a Megaji. That sounds like Apogee.
I know, but this has M-E-H meh in all caps and everything else is not in caps.
Oh, this says Amegaji with the accent on the G.
Well, he's a Bear regardless.
Dang it, Dane. We trusted you.
And here are his strengths. Insane straight line performance blended with effortless acceleration and sports car sharp reflexes. Ooh. Outstanding size, elite length, and body strength profile that can be molded. Clean, efficient movements at the snap with basketball feet and accurate landmark depth. I think it'd be fun if his feet actually looked like basketballs and he's still moving around that way.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Basketball feet. Able to naturally sink his hips and play with bend, keeps his hands reach in front of him to maintain distance with rushers, locks in on the run game and drives his feet, runs the shoot well from a three-point stance, effective second-level blocker to locate, fit, and finish, intelligent, tough, and driven, wants to be great, sought out and trained with NFL offensive line legend Willie Anderson during the 2023 offseason, started double-digit games at tackle and guard. Weaknesses.
I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables and or take care of myself.
Technical approach has improved but remains a work in progress, still learning how and when to adjust his set points based on the type of rusher he's facing. Needs to keep his guard up versus slow developing rush moves that lull him into setting his feet. Not a polished blocker in terms of angles. Plays physical in the run game but needs to be meaner and impose his will. Suffered a partially torn left quad during practice of October 2023. Required season-ending surgery, which also sidelined him for most of the pre-draft process. Inexperienced. Played only 2 seasons of high school football and 3 seasons of college football. In summary, Amegaji is a raw prospect. who needs technical and strength work before he sees live NFL reps. But his physical ingredients and competitive drive are the foundational elements that pro coaches want to develop. He projects as a backup left tackle as a rookie who has all the tools to gradually develop into an NFL starter. Had a projected third-round grade of number 87 overall. Ended up in a reasonable range there as third round 75th overall. He is 6'5", 323, and that is Karan Amegaji. That's one of your guys.
For what it's worth, when Peanut Tillman announced the pick, he said Amegaji.
Yeah, there's that too.
Okay. I'm not arguing with anybody. I'm not taking a stand here. I'm reading what I have in front of me.
I got some bad news.
What?
There's just a slight injury about Tory Taylor. It's just one.
Okay, but that it's still what we have that says here's your guy.
Well, that there's not strengths and weaknesses and stuff.
Well, because he's a punter.
This is just a line item.
Okay, what do you got?
Do we want to play a drop? Should we play a drop still?
Yeah, yeah.
We can give height and weight.
We can make it up.
Okay, we can do that. All right. He's the top-rated punter in the Beast. He went to Iowa. Yep, that sounds about right. His grade is fourth round, so that was spot on.
Okay.
His height is 6'3 and just over a half. Weight, 223.
Okay.
Hand, 9. It's 9.
That's little. That's really little.
I mean, not compared to all these other punters. They had, well, except for Austin McNamara out of Texas Tech, 10.5.
Nine is little.
But we don't, do you care about his hands as much as his punting?
No, but you got to catch it.
Oh, this is the worst Who's Your Guy ever. Okay, arm.
What size shoe does he wear?
Yeah, I don't know that.
So would his hand size be a negative then?
I will start a fire in the bathroom.
Yeah, I feel that way right now. Arm size, span 32 1/8. Wing 79. How do we feel about that?
Great. Punter wingspan.
Also, aren't we the unofficial show of Australian athletes in Chicago? We got Liam Hendricks. We were the first ones to interview him. So I feel like that's enough of a streak. Shouldn't we also lay claim to trying to interview Tory Taylor first?
Sure. And ask him how he feels about the cassowary.
Also, how he feels about not having a whole entry in the Beast. I guess they had to stop somewhere, you know?
Well, we also know that he was kind of a cult hero at Iowa because their offense was so bad, he ended up being their best weapon. And weren't people wearing t-shirts to games that just said punt?
Hold on. The Iowa offense in and of itself has been quite the spectacle for quite some time.
He mattered there, yes.
So there's that. You know, I feel like I have the Bears entry. Can we do that? That has awards and stuff.
Well, can we also add before you do that the several people on the Bears beat tweeted this over the weekend, but Kevin Fishbane here over the weekend, new Bears punter Tory Taylor said he got a text from Caleb Williams, quote, "Hey, you're not going to punt too much here."
I saw that.
He put it out on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the confidence. He's a good hype man. All right, so here's some stuff from the Bears website.
Caleb just texted me before saying, "Hey, you're not going to punt too much here," which is great, but...
All right, that's neat.
And remember, with the little hands, he's probably your holder, too.
You should ask him.
For place kicks.
He won the Ray Guy Award for the nation's top punter. First team Associated Press All-American, Big Ten Conference Punter of the Year, first team All-Big Ten Conference, played in all 14 games, had, 32 inside the 20. Yeah, that's nice. Set the NCAA record for single-season punting yardage with 4,479. Beat a record that had stood since 1938. Set school records for career punts and punt yards. And he's a native of Melbourne, where he played Australian rules football. That's just, you know, the 2023 stuff. Huh? Is that a little bit better?
How about Ryan Poles talking about Tory Taylor now?
Let's do that.
122 took Tory Taylor, punter out of Iowa. Really excited about Tory, one of the best punters I've ever seen, just in terms of his placement, as well as his leg strength to be able to flip the field.
See, there you go. I think we got a full scouting report out of that.
I also think he's not Trenton Gill.
No, you know, Trenton Gill's gone.
So that's good enough for me.
The moment that draft pick happened, I hope Trenton Gill put his house on the market.
You know what this is? This is a draft flex.
Yeah, of course, and taking a punter in the fourth round, you know what it often is, too? A mistake.
Right, but
we'll see.
But right now, it's a flex. Ryan Paul's like, my draft's so
who
good.
Was the,
watch
who
this.
Was
punter!
The Cal, who was the Cal punter where we talked about it? We had a scout on the air. In like 2000, this guy out of Cal, Nick, he's going to kill me. And the scout told us, this guy's got a pitching wedge for a foot. He can put it anywhere he wants. He can spin it like he's dropping a golf ball onto the green. And he got drafted, and they cut him.
Now listen.
And he ended up playing, and he played for like six teams.
Oh, this is Nick Harris.
Nick Harris!
He was drafted in the fourth round by the Broncos. This was in 2001.
2001, yes. And we had a scout on the. He was the magic punter. No one's ever seen anything like this before. Absolutely worth a fourth round pick.
Drafted in the fourth round by the Denver Broncos,
yes.
Where he was later waived.
They cut him because he was bad.
In 2001, the Bengals signed him off waivers. He was released during the 2003 season.
Dan, I need you to learn the phrase, don't let one loss beat you twice.
I know the phrase.
But
I'm just wary of magic punters.
Is anybody calling him magic?
Well, this guy. And he does things no one's ever seen before.
Like
he can
successfully
punt. Punt it into a. Just be good at punting. Just be good. Be good at holding, be good at punting.
That's someone's guy, Tory Taylor.
Next up is Austin Booker, edge rusher from Kansas. He is 6'4 and a half, 253. Strengths.
He's a yak machine.
Yak machine. Long.
That's amazing.
Long-limbed, rangy athlete with room to pack on more muscle. Uses elongated strides to quickly cover ground as a pass rusher or out in
space.
On perimeter plays, sprints downhill to threaten the corner.
Are you threatening me? He needs teepee.
But can also work back inside with spins or lateral slides. And electric slides, can plant and dip the corner to flatten to the quarterback, plays with force in his hands. Ooh, maybe he's like Emperor Palpatine. Is it the force in your hands where you have the blue lightning? Because that would be really cool.
I'm so annoyed and by
now,
his character arc now.
Young quarterback, you will die. Well, he's just got the force in his hands.
If he had the force in his hands, wouldn't he be higher than, say, fifth round?
He has a stutter bull and long arm stab okay, to put blockers on their heels. Effective club swim move.
Ooh.
As long as the kids are out of the pool. And he started to introduce better deception with his counters, including jabs, hesitation, and ghost moves.
Just means you don't tuck somebody back.
Takes contain responsibility seriously, bends knees, and naturally unwinds from blocks to find his way to the football. Works hard to not lose sight of the football.
That's good. We need one of those.
You shouldn't have to work that hard. Like, that should kind of come naturally, I guess.
I'm sorry, have you seen the last few seasons?
And especially the guy he's kind of replacing on the roster in Dominique Robinson, right? That means old Dominique is probably done. Length gives him a large tackling radius, helping him make shoestring stops and potatoes. Has pursuit speed to track down ball carriers away from the line of scrimmage. Weaknesses.
Technically, I'm homeless.
Yes.
Reminders of his inexperience appear all over his tape. Doesn't have ideal body mass, especially in his lower half, on his high-cut, lanky frame, and needs to continue developing his play strength. Upfield gait, which is misspelled here, should be G-A-I-T, shows hints of straight-line stiffness, struggles to unleash his length versus blockers who close space quickly and don't give him a runway, needs to dial back the wasted movements mid-rush and be more efficient, pops upright in his spin move, undisciplined tackler once he reaches the backfield, needs to cut down on the misses, also had several roughing the passer and targeting flags, can be uprooted by double teams and needs to better drop his anchor versus downhill attacks. Inexperienced dropping into space.
In space.
Only one season of production and consistent on-field reps. The summary. Booker is lacking in body mass and overall experience, but he's an ascending player with the ability to maximize his athletic traits and body length and force with proper biomechanics. With his tools and instincts, he projects as a rotational player in year one with the potential to become an impact starter. A third round, number 78 overall grade on former Kansas, now Bears edge rusher Austin Booker.
Hold up. Third round and he dropped to the fifth?
Yep. Third round, number 78 overall.
Interesting.
Which is interesting because that means in what was not considered a deep draft, scouts had him on the good side of this draft.
Yeah.
Even though he was taken on the bad side.
Interesting.
Could be good. Could be an object lesson in there because sometimes what you say about a draft is wrong.
So for those who said the Bears really focused on, they didn't like the lack of focus on defense. They've been doing that for several drafts now. I feel like it was about time the offensive picks, well, depending on how you judge the punter, outnumbered the defensive ones.
The 219 about this thing about focusing on the football, that's your main job, one job. Focus, everyone, please, on the football.
Well, additionally, 773 is correct. The city will get your body mass up quickly. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, if you're doing it right.
We have food.
Absolutely. I need another one of those Red Hot Ranch burgers. Have you had one?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've heard good things. They're
like they put crack in them or something. Like they're fantastic. And they wrap them up very nicely and present them very nicely. Maybe I'll do that tonight. Maybe I'll make pasta for everybody else, and then I'll go order a bunch of burgers. That'd be kind of a baller move, wouldn't it?
That is fun.
Here you go. Here's your dinner.
Look at you, Ryan Poles of your dinner.
My dinner's over here. My dinner's on the field. So that is Here's Your Guys. And next up, I don't know how much basketball you've been watching, but I don't know who's going to win the NBA championship. Because I think in the East, after the Celtics, it's wide open. And I think the West might be wide open. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of great players.
You know how I felt about the Knicks. You know.
I know. I know. I'm not sure there's enough firepower there.
Yes, that is a fair assessment. We should talk about it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
Yeah, he is awesome. Anthony Edwards. He's awesome. And if you squint, he looks like Michael. The guy's game, just like the way he plays, the body type, some of the converting speed to power, to use a football term, he looks like second three-peat Jordan, but with the athleticism of first three-peat Jordan. I mean, really, like that's a lot of people don't remember watching Mike play, and he's got way more range. Like there's something about the way he looks that is reminiscent of that sort of sharpness and violence to his game. And he trash talks. I love watching him play. And that team, like there's a lot of these teams left that have covered the weaknesses, and you're seeing them. A lot of modern NBA with some terrifically designed inbound plays and lots of need plays in critical situations with well-designed stuff for star players. The cutting off the ball that you see now, the spacing, it just shows you what the Bulls are striving to get to. And the Bucks are falling apart. I really wonder. They've been falling apart. This hasn't been stable since they brought Doc Rivers in. And you would argue it hasn't been stable to way begin earlier. With. Why'd you fire Budenholzer? That's the real question here. Did Giannis really want it? Like, I think that's more and more that I watch this team, that's starting to look like a mistake. But that's been my question the whole time. Like, that's what I did. I never understood that. And it's not like he hasn't been proven in this league. And, you know, to be fair, Michael Malone, for example, went through a couple jobs before he found a good fit. That happens. We know that. Rick Carlisle has won a championship with another team. He's coaching Indiana. Now I get it. But that's the real question when it comes to what's going on with the Bucks. They're, you know, and the funny part is they're up the street, but they're a likable team. You want to see them succeed in a way if the Bulls are out of the playoffs, at least for me, with Damian Lillard and Giannis. Like, I wanted to see what that was going to turn into. And unfortunately, this is it's been largely a failure. To me, yes, I enjoy watching the Knicks right now. Like, I enjoy seeing Jalen Brunson's ascension. I've talked about that before. And that was a great game yesterday. But I still think at some point everybody's going to run into the buzzsaw that is the Celtics. He put up a fight. I mean, I would like to see the Heat win another game, at least in that series. And on the other side, as good as the Western Conference is that why I'm having trouble understanding the sweep that happened by Minnesota? Well, it's you would think because of star power and big names, but if Phoenix isn't going to guard anybody, that's what's going to happen. The Suns weren't afraid to make trades that I thought that made sense in the beginning of the season. And I know how they played the Bulls is not the best example. But I just didn't think they'd go down in a sweep like that this early. And for those of you wondering about what's going on with the Thunder and the Pelicans, they're the number one seed. They've been tops in the West most of the season. And this is the time of year where I know there are people who watch a lot of Eastern Conference basketball or just watch the Bulls who haven't seen this team play. They're good, man. And they've got a star. SGA is a star. An absolute MVP candidate star. Can I just share a sports thought with you?
Let me think here if that's okay.
I know we're on a sports talk radio station.
We're on an ostensible sports talk radio station. We are on the air. Those red lights are on. You know what? Sure. Share a sports thought.
So I've sat with the Paul George trade and looked at it from different angles for a while now. And I always say over time is what tells you whether or not it's a success. Here's why. Another reason, I don't know, I'm up to like 87,000 why I love the NBA. That was a trade that looked at the time like it could have been debilitating for either team, whether it was assets that you were hoping would help you out in the future or if that was too much given up. But man, if both teams haven't won, like it, both teams won. Both teams won that trade.
And that's okay. Sometimes both teams lose a trade.
Oh, don't we know it? I've said that about the Craig Kimbrell trade.
And he's hurt again. Now they're saying he's hurt again after consecutive blown saves. You notice that? He's got the,
I'm talking about the one that sent him to the White Sox.
Oh, I thought you meant the one that's, I mean, it's just, any number of people have buyer's remorse with whatever this Craig Kimbrell is. But sure.
My point, though, is for the volume that Paul George trade fetched and for what you thought you were seeing in the Clippers not coming through with it. Harden, who is somehow this potassium-like element in air, properly combusted with this team.
Does he precipitate often as an unknown? That's what I remember. I remember about potassium that you can identify when you're doing unknowns. It's yellow, right?
I don't know. I don't hang out with raw potassium because that would kill me. It explodes in air.
I don't think so. We used to, or maybe it was in water. But and I always think it was likely to precipitate.
I don't know. But the point being, it's a volatile element. And somehow Harden fits with this team. It's just amazing to me. Like, that's both of those teams were in the playoffs. And that game against the Mavericks was wild. Mavs were down 31 and tied it yesterday. And the refs let them play.
Interesting text from the 708. He said, Bernsey, Anthony Edwards looks like MJ circa 1998, but moves and plays like him circa 1988. That's my thought. Yeah, that's he. There, and don't please, I beg you. And I'm actually talking to you, Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka. Don't make some graphic or pull some thing that says Bernstein says Anthony Edwards is better than Michael Jordan. Just don't. I don't need that aggravation. And please just be honest with what I'm saying here.
Ah, it's water. Okay, it's water. I thought it was air. Sorry about that.
Potassium?
It's been a while. So yeah, potassium explodes in water. That makes a lot more
sense. Sodium explodes in water.
Oh, sodium explodes. All right, we'll look it up later.
Yeah, pure sodium goes crazy in water. I remember that in Mr. Hollingshead's class. And he told us all to stand back.
Point is, volatile element that can explode with seemingly ordinary objects around it. However, in this case, works on the Clippers. Paul George was so confident, he was like stunting on him yesterday.
I still haven't seen Paul George hit the rim. Every time I see him, he splashes this one in. It's always a thwap in the bottom of the net.
Well, the rim is large enough to hold two basketballs at the same time.
Almost. Not quite.
That's what coaches tell you.
Well, they bring it down and show you.
Yeah.
But it's you can't quite get two side by side.
I think
but it is bigger than you think.
I think you're right, though, about just the openness of this playoffs. Like, there is no, and my old saying was, if you didn't know who was going to win the title, Warriors. But you can't say that this year.
Well, and also, I used to say that, you knew from who had the stars, and now everybody's got stars. Everybody.
That's it. Everybody. That's how the league is constructed. And it's reason number, like, four why I love the NBA.
And when you can bomb away from three, you can definitely take a game. You can have your crazy three game, but it's probably not enough to win an entire playoff series.
I'm sorry, Dan, but I think the Lakers end up losing the next game to the Nuggets. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and did you see that little pass by Jokic when he just kind of slapped it ahead?
About 20% of any game, Jokic looks like he hates the basketball. And get away from me.
And that's why some of his percentages look weird. And some of like usage and stuff, and because of how often he's looking to move the basketball, that it takes away, like, more selfish players sometime can aggrandize their numbers in ways that he doesn't.
James Harden.
He doesn't have it a lot because he doesn't stand there and pound. Like, Luka gets the ball and has the ball for a while. Now, the possession doesn't always end with him shooting, Luka, but he has the ball a lot.
But that's, yeah, and there's actually some truth to that in how few times the Mavericks have multiple scorers score a certain total. In fact, I'm still on the Mavericks email list, and I can probably look it up because I saw it yesterday. So I think that that's notable when it comes to a function of their offense. Yes, for the fifth time in Mavericks history, Dallas had two teammates each notch at least 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. That's only the fifth time in Mavs history. So that was Kyrie Irving, obviously, and Luka Doncic. Before, Jalen Brunson and Doncic had done the same against the Warriors in 2022. So we knew that that's their offense, which is why I don't think it's sustainable and why I don't talk about it much, because I just don't think they're a team that's going to go very far. But conversely, I like what the Clippers are doing.
Yeah.
And I like that everybody's happy. Oklahoma City's happy. The Clippers are happy. That trade was wild. Somehow it worked for everyone. I don't get it.
But if Kawhi's hurt, they're in trouble.
Of course.
And the same thing goes. You see Embiid looks like he's on one leg, and they're obviously not the same. And now Lillard is hurt, and
the
Bucks are a mess. Because Giannis has been half injured too. They're an absolute mess right now.
It's just, I was really looking forward to seeing playoff Damian Lillard on a team that wasn't the Blazers.
Well, this Damian Lillard is still a great offensive player. He does not guard anyone.
Right.
He's not interested. He's at a James Harden level of caring on defense, and I'm seeing that with the Suns too. That they're struggling to keep up for an entire possession, multiple helps and recoveries.
Well,
and
they had so many bad, bad defensive breakdowns yesterday,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, they're also, it's a contrast, right? You're playing against a team that was constructed solely on defensive prowess and then has an explosive player in Anthony Edwards. Then you're, I thought that adding Nurkic was going to help them. I don't know. It just, the whole thing, it's just sad because it just didn't work. It's a combination of talent that just didn't work.
And by the way, we're both right. Both potassium and sodium combust in water.
Yes!
And the chemists are telling us they are in the same column on the periodic table.
That I knew, alkali, yeah.
So the properties are the same. I don't know if they're alkali.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long
time. They're both plus one.
Yes!
They're both plus one
alkali
ions.
Alkali metals. Cesium, right? Rubidium, yes. Potassium, lithium, francium, and sodium.
Nice.
And lithium, you got to watch out now. That's in all your cell phones.
They're both plus one ions, correct? Right?
That I don't know.
Because it's one
what
bond.
What is happening?
The periodic table. One bond, two bond, three bonds, four. Three bonds, two bonds, one bond, no more.
Yeah.
That was the mnemonic.
I know, 219. I know the Suns trade didn't make sense, but I thought it might make sense at one point.
There. So you get everything here. You get your draft information. You get the properties of alkali metals when exposed to water. And then you get High Noon coming up. Today is an important anniversary that will be properly celebrated.
He did ask a question that I had questions about.
Fair enough.
As a naturally observing person of life, I feel like it was a fair question.
What do you have?
Well, this woman accidentally invited 487 people to a party.
That's too many.
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
Sounds like a premise for an 80s teen movie if I haven't heard one.
Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street. Front of the palace alone.
Yeah, right.
When? High noon?
It's high noon, and around this time, if you are new to this program, each day, or most days, usually not on a Bears Monday, but it's, we didn't have a Bears game, we had a draft, we did as much as we could to let you know everything you need to know, hearing from their top two picks, number one and number nine, and then hearing everything about the other picks. And we also did a little catch-all of the NBA playoffs, which are fantastic. I mean, the highlights have been fantastic. The storylines are great. This is as as unpredictable a playoffs as we've had in a long, long time. So I think that's pretty cool. If the Celtics end up having illimitable dominion over the East, so be it. But I don't think that's necessarily guaranteed.
Knicks will put up a fight. Am I too optimistic?
No.
All right, so technology can be tough. This mother accidentally invited 487 contacts to her daughter's first birthday party. Why is it 487? Well, because that's how many contacts are in her phone. She said that it's a video that has gone viral, and she used the online invitation service that she had signed up for and accidentally sent it to her entire list after she had imported her phone contacts to the platform. So,
oops.
She realized that she had invited 487 people. The service, it was Evite, apparently, which I find interesting because I thought that one was fairly user-friendly. And after she imported all the contacts, that's when it's like, we're going to invite them for you. So that's what happened. And she said she was mortified. She started to look at the list, and it was everyone she'd ever put in her phone. And it's everybody that she had ever emailed through her job.
Oh, no.
Which
I hope everybody comes to the party.
Sounds like a...
Like, now you have to. Now you have to make it a thing.
But here's the best part. So she may be married with a child, and it's the first birthday, but she hadn't deleted some names of people she had maybe met in her single life. So it was like, cute boy from the bar, old man neighbor, Derek eye roll emoji. I hit this girl's car in a grocery store parking lot once. And now they're all on the invite list, and they receive the invite too. And I guess people are starting to have a good sense of humor about it. But at least it is a lesson that we can all learn.
Well, one thing we can...
Don't hit send.
Or...
Until you've triple checked.
Why can't they... If you... can't attend, why don't they set up a place to donate and make a fundraiser out of it, of this innocent mistake, and say, look, if you got this and you can't come, you are invited, but in lieu of attendance, feel free to donate whatever you can to,
right,
and pay it forward.
So it sounds like a pretty good party, though, because it's going to be Lord of the Rings themed. And
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go to this?
Yeah, exactly. She expanded the guest list from 50 to 70 invitees. So I would say that that's a W, especially if you like Lord of the Rings. Like, do you think they knew that on the Evite?
Studs was reading it on the Vegas trip.
Hell yeah, it was.
Which book are you Fellowship? On now?
I finished Fellowship, and I'm on Two Towers now.
Those and movies are hard to watch or stressful for me.
Oh, really? Oh, I it's funny you bring that up. About a month ago, me and some friends got together and watched all three. In one day. It was great.
How long did that take?
About 14 hours. We started at, it was either 10 or 11 a.m. and we finished around a little before midnight, I think. All the extended versions. It's great.
How many meals did you order in?
Oh, we had a lot of food.
I was just
My friends did like all this, like they went really nerdy about it. We did all the Hobbit meals. So, you
okay,
know,
what
like,
did you drink mead?
Oh, what was I drinking? I was probably just drinking beer for a while. It was just bring whatever you want to drink.
What are actual Hobbit meals?
Hobbit meals, but all modern drinks
well,
are
like,
okay.
They say
I
like
will have an old fashioned.
A lot of people don't know this. Hobbits loved apple teenies.
Yeah, hobbits really like smoked old fashions.
Smoked old fashions and apple tea. Loved apple teas.
There's like in the movies anyway, they're like, they make this stupid bit about like, oh, there's first breakfast, 11s, second breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner. Like there's like all afternoon tea. It's the whole thing. So we did all of them. There was a lot of food.
I just want to point out, Studs, that you were making fun of Dan and Layla's conversation about the element potassium. and you were eating Hobbit meals with your friends.
Hell yeah.
The only time I ever did a day like that was by myself back when I was covering the Bears when Tuesdays were my day off. And it was our apartment in Old Town, and Beth was working, so I had nothing to do all day, and it was pouring out. And I went down to the video store, and I rented the VHS Godfather and Godfather 2, and I cooked all day. I made, like, a Sunday gravy. I made an old, like, real-ass tomato sauce with, like, neck bones and everything, and I got fresh pasta. And I spent the entire day, like, I spent the first Godfather movie making the sauce. And then the second Godfather movie, I put this whole bowl of pasta and meat sauce in a massive mixing bowl. And I had a fork and a wooden spoon, like a serving spoon, and put a bib on and sat on the couch with the bowl on my lap. And that was my afternoon.
Go get it, baby.
Yep. That's it. Also, how many cassette tapes was that?
The VHS tapes?
Right.
I think it was multiple. That's a great. I'm pretty sure it was multiple tapes for each movie. Yeah, four total. Kajunk, kajunk, kajunk. You had to keep. Yep.
Just like the Titanic that was on two VHS cassettes.
It is April 29th, which means happy anniversary. Lee Elia Rant. It is the 41st anniversary of what occurred on this date in 1983. It is being celebrated at Nisei Lounge. I don't know exactly what their celebration is, but I think it is absolutely hysterical that they got one of the convenience store hot dog rollers, you know, with the stainless steel rollers, and they have Chicago handshake items on there, old styles and mini bottles of Malort. On the rollers as if they are hot dogs, which is absolutely adorable.
Yes.
So you can celebrate it there if you would like. But I believe the total count, 46 F-bombs in this three-minute rant by then-Chicago Cubs manager Lee Elia.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up than 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My ass. What the am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They only go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. A playground for the rip them. Rip them like the players. Got guys busting their ass and other people too. And that's because my ass. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the job done. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. The changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15% to come out to date baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. It'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some pros out there that want to play this game. But you're stuck in a stigma of the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that sheep. All these editorials about say and the Philly-itis and all that shit, it's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening situation we're in right now. 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. You got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my ass. But don't rip them guys, because they're giving everything they can give. So once we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a. They give a. And it's a tough National League East.
I was there.
Not only was Les Grobstein there, he recorded it. And this would not be what it is had Les not had his trusty cassette recorder ready to go. It was
Get
a cassette,
my
right?
Ass right downtown and print it.
Sounds like it.
Now, you have an outsider's perspective on the Lee Elia rant, and it sounds like a guy who really is protecting his players.
It really did. But also, he does ask a valid question. What are you guys doing during the day where you have this free time? Like, I'm amazed at the people who can go to the 120 Friday game.
The term bleacher bums was coined for a reason. It wasn't bleacher people who took a day off work. It wasn't bleacher people with a flexible schedule because they can work from home on Zoom conferences and they're returning memos on their phones while here. It was bleacher bums. Because general admission tickets were $1 and then they were $2 and then they were $3.
I'd have done the same thing. I wouldn't have yelled at players though for being bad, because if I'm bad in life, why would I? Yeah, that doesn't seem very fair.
Dan Wiederer is going to join us next to talk Bears. Bears on the Score.
Bear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.